You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
And good morning. You are listening to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your Tuesday to join me. Be it Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. WMIE, God bless you. Here to make your day better, here to get it off on the right foot as we spend 15 minutes in the Word of God today. Maybe it's lunchtime, 11:45 WWBC, or 100.7, 94.7, 99.9. Here to share some lunch with you today. That is the Word of God. That's what I recommend you feast on today, the Word of God. We're in the book of Acts. I've entitled this sermon, Paul on Trial, and looking at some Christian doctrine here today. I believe we're picking it up looking at sin and how you can get sick and how sin brings sickness. I believe that's where we're at. This is part two of this message. I just preached a couple weeks ago at Island Community Church. We just wrapped up the book of Acts on Sunday, and we'll be starting on 1 Corinthians. It'll be the next book that we go through. God's doing a great work at Island. For the first time ever in 9 years for me, we ran out of communion bread. Though it was spotted, and we got more prepared before communion, but I've never seen that happen before. We always prepare more than how many people show up. This time, we had more people show up than we had bread, because the Holy Spirit of God is moving at our church, and you are invited. Why don't you come out to one of our services, hear the Word of God preached faithfully, the New Testament verse by verse, with all power and authority of the Word of God. I invite you to come out, or else join us on Facebook Live if you live out of the area. If you live in Brevard County, it's another thing we're going to hit on today. You need to come out and come to church. Don't let anyone or anything intimidate you and keep you out, because God is in control and God has got your back. I think we're going to touch on that a little bit here today. Here's part two of this message, Paul on Trial.
And all the churches will know I am he that searches reins or minds and hearts, and I will give to every one of you according to your works. Sometimes sickness comes from God. If you refuse to repent of whatever it is, sometimes he can do that as well. So, okay, verse 8. If that's the case, all you got to do, you see, 100% cure rate. Make it right before you leave. Make it right before you leave. Whoever, if the Holy Spirit is showing you that you're guilty of this, make it right before you leave here today. This is why the blood is so important. It's able to obliterate your sin. God has promised he will have amnesia with your sins. If you turn and repent, if you confess them and repent of them and leave them here today, God says, I will remember your sins no longer. Or it'll eat you like gangrene. Leave it here behind you. so that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. That's what he wants for you. He wants goodness for you, good things. But like Jesus said, when people persecute you, they're persecuting him. Now, verse 8. So I answered, I said, who are you, Lord? And he said to me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting. And those who were with me indeed saw the light and were afraid, but they did not hear the voice of him who spoke to me. So I said, what shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, arise and go into Damascus, and there you will be told all the things which are appointed for you to do. And since I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of those that were with me, I came into Damascus. All right, Paul's blind. Then a certain Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good testimony with all the Jews that dwelt there, he came to me, and he stood and said to me, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And at the same hour I looked up at him. Then he said, the God of our fathers has chosen you, that you should know his will and see the just one and hear the voice of his mouth. For you will be his witness to all men of what you have seen and heard. And now, why are you waiting? Arise, be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Okay, what do we got here out of this text? Number one, if you're writing, we are chosen by God. Look, we don't choose God, but the Bible says he has chosen us. It's important to see that. You don't just one day decide you're tired of running and it's high time to get a little religion in your life. But that you even have a desire now is because God has chosen you and has opened up your heart and your eyes, enabling you to see. Remember, the Apostle Paul stood one foot to someone who said, Jesus Christ is Lord and he loves you. And Paul said, put him to death. What changed? God changed. He opened his eyes. Your faith is a gift. You don't decide on your own. You're going to believe in Jesus Christ. God gives you the gift of faith. He opens up your eyes and you can see that you were wrong. He was right. So, we're chosen. All right, book, chapter, and verse. Ephesians 1:4. It says he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. How about that scripture? Before God made the world, he chose you. What a great truth that is. Before he chose us, or he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. John 15:16, Jesus said, you did not choose me, but I chose you, and I have ordained you. What an ordination ceremony that is. God has ordained you for eternal life. You see, right? Hallelujah. This is why Paul can say, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. What can man or virus do to you? God's chosen you. You are part of the body of Christ. God has chosen you. God has called you. Before he made any of this, God has called and chosen you. Right, bring it on, man. That's right. Peter wrote this, because they all knew this. Peter says, you are elect according to the foreknowledge of God. Guess what that means? That means on the first Tuesday, after the first Monday, God went into a booth, and he closed it, and he went and found a lever on there that said, Bill. And he flicked it down, and then he opened up, and then, wham, your name is in the book. Elect. That's when God chooses you and then opens up that handle on there, and cha-ching, you hear that sound. No one can take that from you. No government can tax it. No devil can take it. You can't lose it because you didn't do it. You can't lose what you don't do. If you did it, you not only could you lose it, you would lose it. If you saved yourself, that's why when you read Romans 8, 29 and 30, you're not going to find the word I there. There's no Navy captains there. I. It's he. God has chosen you. B, chose you before he made any of this. C, your name is in the book of life. These are things that is our fodder to get you going and realize if God is for you, who can be against you? I'm just trying to get you excited a little bit here this morning. Thank you. I'm glad it is. Romans 8:30, it says, those he's predestined, that's pro horizo, where our word horizon comes from, with the word pro, meaning in front of or before, pro horizon, meaning he's marked you out like a horizon. He has marked you out in advance. Whom he's foreknew, think about that. What's your prognosis? That's the Greek word prognosis, to know in advance. What's our prognosis? Even what we know, we don't know. Death, ha! Those that are alive when he comes back will never die. So death hit the road with death. Taxes, 47% of the United States doesn't pay them. Taxes, death and taxes, hit the trails with that. Prognosis, to know in advance. God has known you already in advance. And he chose you in advance. And these are comforting scriptures, that if God be for us, then who can be against us? No one can harm you. See, this is why I get so excited about all this. Because I'll move on. Just want you to see it my way. And my way is that God's got your back. I don't mean to sound mean to those. God's always had your back. God didn't just start having your back. Oh, my stars, some Chinaman created a virus. I better start watching out over my people. If he chose you before he made any of this, then what can happen to you? You see, Paul knew it, and David knew it too. Write this down. Psalm 56, verse 9. David says, when I call out to you, then my enemies will scatter. This I know because God is for me. Live in that verse. Write it down. Just remember that all the days of your life. When I call out, when and then and because. When I call out to you, then my enemies will scatter. This I know because. God's for me and God is for you. He told Isaiah, your name is engraved on the palms of his hands. Now are you afraid anymore? Remember, God has not given you a spirit of fear.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll